Hey there, you. I was wondering when you'd show up. Did you enjoy your drinks with your friends? You look amazing. I just know your wife was gonna have fun with you when she got home. You don't look too happy to see me. But of course, I'd be just as spooked as you to see my fuck buddy sitting in my apartment in the dark. Unannounced. I just wanted to surprise you, is all. I know it's been a minute since we've seen each other. Fuck. It really is such a treat to see your face. Especially that body and that tight shirt and those pants. I've dreamed about this body ever since you ended things with me. What am I doing here? That's how you're gonna greet me after not speaking to me for over a month? And here I was, so sure that you missed me. But I guess not. Not when you have your other set of tits and pussy to distract you. She's not here, by the way, so don't worry. You didn't answer your phone, so she left a voicemail on the house phone that she'd be home late tonight. They're supposedly swamped at the hospital and understaffed. Poor baby. I bet you got nice and loose for her at the bar tonight, downing all those drinks so she could have fun with the slutty boy that we both know and love. Whoops! Silly me. Sorry. I forgot that you started fucking me because you couldn't be that sloppy pussy slut you are. When you're with your wife. Isn't that right? Not gonna talk, huh? Well, you'll have to soon because I have some questions for you that I need answered. How'd I get in here? Usually I'd let you imagine it for yourself, but seeing you shiver and shake is just too much fun. Apologies. I still have a hurt piece over what happened with us, as I'm sure you're starting to understand. You see, baby, despite this complex being part of a gated community, your security system is highly weak. Every security system has its faults. When I pulled up to the gate, all I had to do was tell the guard that I was there, visiting you as your coworker. Which isn't a lie. We work in different departments, yes, but we're still co-workers. All I did was show the dude my ID and he let me in. As for how I got into your apartment, despite not having a key, your wifey let me in. Oh, I'm dead serious, baby. Your girl ain't that bright. I told her about a project we're doing at work and how you never told me you were going out tonight with friends. I told her that since I was off, you agreed to meet me at your place on your lunch. Your wife wanted to call, but I told her no. That you're probably just busy and forgot since things have been so hectic at work. Since you work days and she works nights, your wife left and I went with her. But not before snatching her key out of her back pocket as we walked to the elevator. Stupid bitch didn't even notice. We walked to the lot together, about to go our separate ways. Once she pulled out of the lot and left, I was right back in the complex, unlocking the door and walking into your apartment. I've been here since she left, waiting for you. Just envisioning the look on that pretty face. When you saw your fuck buddy sitting here instead of your precious, vanilla wife. Isn't that what you called her? Vanilla? You know, when we sat at the bar 6 months ago, and you chugged one too many shots, I still don't know what it was that made you talk to me, after not doing it for so many years. But you did. You told me all about how much you hate your job, how scared you are of failure. How sometimes you wish you could trade in your girl for someone else. Someone who will pay attention to you. Someone who will tame the bratty little boy, and accept the pussy whore inside of you. Someone who will take your body and use it as she wants, because that's what you crave. And you found that someone in me that night, didn't you, baby? I took you back to my place and fucked your brains out till you came in a way you've never come before. When you realized that your girl couldn't do it like me, the tech support nerd with the tight, wet pussy and nice throat, you knew you were hooked. You couldn't let go. So you let this continue for 6 months in the dark of nights at my place, or in your bedroom when your wife left for work, in bathroom stalls and closets at work, in hotel rooms. You let me use you while you used me as your own personal fuck toy. Your perfect distraction. You let me see the devious parts of you that you couldn't show your girl. Oh, fuck. How I love those devious parts. I let you see mine, too. I felt that I had finally found somebody who saw me. And even now, I still believe that. But you just had to ruin it. You just had to fuck it all up. After 6 months of fooling around, leading me on behind your wife's back, you couldn't even look me in my face and tell me you wanted to end it. You did it through a fucking text message. A fucking text message. That pisses me off more than anything. Oh, you didn't want to hurt me more. Then this was the best alternative you could think of. Come on, baby. We both know you're not that dumb. You're the top employee in your department. You wouldn't have gotten your job if you weren't intelligent. But then again, only a dumb slut would believe that this would work out after sleeping with someone for 6 months. You used me. I was nothing but a pocket pussy for you. You took my heart and stomped all over it. You made me fall in love with you. You did this to me. I can never love another the way I love you. My lying little slut. God, I'm so fucking angry at you. After all this time of not speaking to me, you just decide to do so because I know how to put it down the way your girl can't, right? It's all about you and how you feel. Please, don't give me that I didn't want to hurt you bullshit. You did hurt me. Bad. It's bad enough I've got another bitch blocking me from what's mine, but then you decide to break things off because you felt uncomfortable? No, you felt uncomfortable. You were tired. Don't you dare tell me how I felt when I'm telling you right now. I'm sorry. I didn't want things to go like this. I just need you to know how much I miss you. I know you do too. It's not too late, baby. We can build what we had again. We can finally stop sneaking around and, well, of course you'd have to tell her. We couldn't be together if she's still in the picture. No. What do you mean, no? We've been at this shit for 6 months and now you want to decide when things end? I can't believe this. No. You fucking heard me, I said no. You're done deciding how things go from here. I decide when to end this. And I've decided I'm not ready to let you go. So now, you're gonna listen to me. Because everything in your pathetic little life depends on it. What do I mean? Well, I'd show you, but I don't know if you'd be too happy about the pictures and videos I have on my phone. Pictures of you naked. Videos of you with your face covered in my cum. Your mouth and cock deep in my soft, wet pussy. And let's not forget the text messages and the voicemails I saved. Don't look so scared, baby. Now do you see? I'm not playing with you here. I have everything that we were and still are, right here. You think maybe our boss and coworkers would like to see you getting ridden by another girl, coming deep inside of her? Or maybe your wifey? Or moaning with another girl's mouth wrapped around his pathetic cock? Oh, don't cry now. You weren't crying when you sent that sorry-ass breakup text to me, I bet. But if it makes you that upset, I have a proposition for you. All you have to do is do as I say, and I won't let anything in my phone see the light of day or your wife's eyes. What do I want? Oh, baby, I want you to be my good little fuck toy tonight. Just the way you used to. That's all. I know you can do that. So, you're gonna do what I tell you to do, right? Yes, what? Good boy. You can call me Mommy whenever you address me. You can't hide that shiver, baby. You've been desperate for someone to scratch that itch, haven't you? To call you good boy and make you take whatever they give you? Well, lucky for you, baby boy. I'm right here. I'm right here to teach you all about how to be my good little fuck toy. See, good little toys don't refuse my advances. They don't break hearts. They don't even decide for themselves. And tonight, you won't be doing any of that. Now get on your knees. You heard me. Do it. Now. I said, get on your fucking knees. Don't cry now, slut. You caused this. You made me do this. You think I like being this crazy? This was all because of you. Now you have to take it if you want to keep your life. What do I mean? Well, you're just gonna have to wait and see for that, baby. Your life, your job, and your marriage depend on this. Now get on your knees. Take my skirt off. Take my panties down. Yeah, just like that. That's a cute look. You act like you're so scared of it now, baby. What's up? You're usually fiending to get your mouth on my cunt. Or could it be the knife I've got against my thigh? Don't look at it. And don't do anything stupid and I won't have to use it. Come on, baby. Didn't you miss this tight, wet, succulent cunt? Don't you want to feel it drip down your chin again? Good answer. Now open that fucking mouth. Ah. Oh, that's it. Oh, get your tongue nice and fucking deep, you slutty boy. Oh, does it make you feel good to know that you make me this wet? Oh, I've dreamed for a month about taking this fucking mouth again like I used to. Using your tongue like my own little toy. And that's what you are, aren't you, baby? You're just a good, stupid little fucking dildo for me. And me alone. Your stupid bitch could never fuck that slutty, sloppy mouth like you want. Oh, give me your fucking hair. Oh. How's that, Nice, a rough grip. Always got that cock of yours hard. Aw, darling, don't pull away from me. Oh, I wouldn't want to see this knife go into that pretty throat. I haven't even kissed it yet. Don't act like you can't fucking take it. Don't act like your tongue's getting tired, baby. You're gonna lick every inch of this fucking pussy. You've done it before. Yep, you've done it before and you'll do it again. I'm gonna grind my hips against your mouth. And fuck your face until that pretty head of yours is blank. And you think about nothing or no one but my cunt. Oh, do you see why I do this, honey? Do you see what a mess you've made of me? Not as much as you are, though. Look at that fucking face. Dripping in all my wetness, all that spit and tears. Oh, little fucking mess. Your face is positively fucked, baby. If only you could see how sexy you look. I bet your wifey doesn't see you like this. I bet she wouldn't know what to do with a slut like you. But I do. Yeah, I know how to take care of you. I'll give you everything you need. Once you're done drowning in my pussy like a good little fuck toy. Now take it, bitch. You heard what I said. Bitch. Oh, don't give me that look. I think I reserve the right to call you a bitch when you broke my fucking heart. I don't want your empty apologies. Shut the fuck up. I want you to fucking slobber and tongue all over my pussy. I want you to stick your tongue deep inside my cunt. Yeah, I want you to slobber all over it. Now shut the fuck up and put your fingers inside of me. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, fuck, baby. You're gonna fucking make me come. No, stop. If I'm gonna come, I wanna come on your cock. But not yet. I have to warm you up, don't I? Stand up. Let me wipe your mouth for you. You did so, so well for me. Such a dirty boy you are. But I love it. Didn't that feel good, baby boy? You love it when mommy fucks your mouth, don't you? You love it when mommy rides your face, don't you? Don't you? Good answer. Now let's get you out of these clothes. There's no this time, baby. You must not understand what this is. See, I'm running this. I decide what you do, what you say, how you act. Tonight, you are mine. My little toy, my little dildo. My himbo to do with as I please. So, if you value your marriage, I suggest you get on with this, or I can press one button to send those photos and videos to not only your wife, but our coworkers too. And you don't want that now, do you? No. So be a good dildo and let me get you out of these clothes. Can you feel that cool metal against your skin? Look at that shiver. What's the matter, darling? Are you scared? Oh, don't be, it never hurts you. I only said all that shit earlier for effect. But it was kinda hot, don't you agree? Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Did you like that shirt? You seem so upset watching me cut away at the straps. I hope you hate these pants because I'm cutting them too. No underwear. Baby, so fucking naughty. You weren't just trying to attract your wife for a fuck tonight, were you? Too bad no one would know how to handle a boy like you. I bet you just did this to get a rise out of me. Same with not talking to me for a month. I see. Yeah, I see. You did it to make me jealous. To make me crazy. Well, baby, you got what you wanted. Now sit down on the couch and spread those thighs for me. Running for the door. I just knew you were gonna try that shit. I'll put the knife away for now. Move one more inch towards that door and I'll shoot. I won't shoot directly at you because I swear I wouldn't hurt you, but if you keep playing with me, I will shoot near you. And you know what bullets do, baby. They bounce. But I am a pretty good shot. Turn around. That's it. Come here. You're lucky I did that to your dick, and not your face. Now if you try to run away from me again, I can't guarantee you that I won't do something worse. Am I understood? Good boy. Now back on the couch you go. But before you do, open that mouth of yours again. Wider. Bring your lips to the gun barrel. Don't give me that look. You can't be scared now, when you just felt bold enough and tried to run. Do it now. Good boy. That's it. Suck on it. Breathe through your nose, just like I do when I gag on that dick of yours. How's it feel, huh? You've never sucked on anything this big before, I bet. Does it turn you on to feel like you're sucking my cock, baby? Fuck, that's so sexy. Look at all that fucking spit dripping down the gun. You made such a mess. Hey, that's enough. Turn around and sit down, baby. Come on now. Wouldn't my tits feel better pressing into your back than the cold barrel of the gun? Yeah? Then turn the fuck around, sit down, and lean back for me. That's it. Oh, honey. That big cock isn't hard. Too much, all at once. I understand. But don't you worry. I know just how to get this dick rock hard for me. Fuck, baby. You taste so good. God, how I've missed this cock in my face. I could spend eternity between those luscious thighs, those heavy balls in my face. Just look at the way your hips are moving. You can't control what your body needs. Give into it. Don't you see? I'm only doing this because I love you. Because I adore every part of you. Your wife could never love you. All of you, not like I can. You know that. You know that deep down. That's why you're letting me do this. No struggling. I'll keep this gun pressed against your stomach while I throw your cock. That'll teach you, won't it? All you have to do is be good for me, okay? Don't fight it, baby. Just take this throat and tongue. Uh-oh, I think someone's gonna come. I can tell from how loud your moans are getting, how tight your balls are. No, I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna stop until you're coming down my throat. Understand? So do it. Don't you dare hold back. Fucking come for me, you little slut. Fill my throat up. Do it! Good. Good boy. You came so much for me. You're fucking delicious. I swear. I could get drunk off of you. No other man could make me feel this needy, this feral. Oh, my pussy is so fucking wet. I need you, baby. I need you to be buried deep inside of me right fucking now. No, stay right there. I want to see your body jerk for me. I want to see you squirm. How's that, huh? You like that? Yeah? You love those smacks on your cock? Those thighs, huh? Oh, I know you do. I know you love this shit. I know you live for it. It's all himbos like you live for. And for pussy. Just look at that cock. He's fucking hard again. And he's so desperate to be wrapped around something tight, soft, and wet. Let me not keep him waiting then. Let me just climb on top of you then and... Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so fucking big, baby. I'm so fucking wet. It's already dripping down my thighs. I know that's not just from your spit. Oh, I'm so fucking horny for you. Oh, you were just waiting for me to do this to you again, weren't you? Oh, I bet you've dreamed of me. I bet you dreamed of me. Oh, fucking this cock the way it needs to be fucked. Milking it with that tight, wet pussy of mine. Getting milked by that tight, wet pussy of mine. Bouncing up and down on your fucking cock. Oh, you thought I was gonna go fucking slow? No. Baby, tonight isn't for slow and sensual. I'm gonna bounce on you hard and fast. I can't help it. I'm so fucking pent up. After a month of not seeing you, tasting you, feeling you inside of me. Oh, I'm gonna fuck your cock until you're crying. Until you shoot your cum deep in my fucking pussy. And even then, I'll keep fucking you. I'm gonna keep slamming down onto your cock until you're crying. Until you're begging me to stop. Yeah, until you're fucking begging me. But this is why I do it. This is why I do it, baby. To teach you how to be a good boy. Most importantly, to show you how much I adore you. Do you see it now, baby? Do you see how much I fucking love you? Can you feel it? With how hard I've been riding you on this couch? Oh, I can't just let anyone fuck my baby. No. No, including your bitch-ass fucking wife. I only do this because... I only do this because I love you. I just want to love you, baby. I need you to understand that. Oh, fuck. Get on your fucking back. On your fucking back right now. Give me those fucking arms. Stop begging. Shut the fuck up. How am I supposed to fuck this cock while you keep squirming, huh, baby? I need your hands tied to do that. I brought rope just for that reason. But look on the bright side. I don't need this gun or the knife anymore. Not when you're nice and tied up for me while I bounce on this cock. Oh, you're not going anywhere, baby. And can I tell you something? The gun wasn't loaded. I just did it to make you stay. I was so glad it fucking worked. I'm so happy you're still here with me, letting me do this to you. My perfect little dildo. My dream man, my everything. Oh, we were meant to be together, you know that, right? Only I'm meant to fuck you like this. Yeah, my cunt is the only one you're supposed to bury your perfect cock into. And you know that too, don't you? Look at me, baby. Fucking look at me. Tell me you know I'm the only one for you. Tell me you love me. Say it to me right fucking now. Yes. Good. Good boy. See what happens when you give in? You see the pleasure I can give you every single day? Oh, your wife can't. She could never. I refuse to let you live out the rest of your days in a meaningless, sexless, stupid-ass fucking relationship. You're mine now. You got that? You're fucking mine. Oh, shit, baby. Your cock is swelling up inside me. You're gonna make me come. And when I do, I'm gonna come so much that I leave a ring of my cream around that perfect fucking cock. And you know what else, baby? You know what else, baby, you're gonna come to, and you're gonna fucking breed me. Yes, you are. You're gonna give me your kids. Just the way your cock is craving. Why else would it be getting so big inside me? Will your balls swell up in my hand? You want me to have your baby's daddy? You want me to make you mine? Say it. I want to hear you say it. Say you want to be my good little dildo. Say you want me to take your cum while I take your babies. Say you want to give me your baby's daddy. Say you want to get me pregnant. Say you want to fucking breed me. Say you want me to be yours. Say it to me right now. Good boy. Good boy. Now come for me. Do it. Do it while I come all around this big hard cock. Fuck. I fucking love you. I love you so, so much, baby. I love you so, so much, baby. You're gonna breed this fucking pussy. Please knock me up. Knock me up. Get me pregnant. Get me pregnant. Get me pregnant. Please. Please breed me. Breed me, Danny. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, I can feel you filling me up. Oh, fuck. Fill it up. Fill it up, my good boy. Oh, fill me up with your fucking babies. Oh, fuck. I needed this. I needed this. I needed this. I needed you. Come here. Biting me, huh? You're lucky I love it rough. And I know you do, too. I said you were lucky before that I smacked your cock instead of your face. You just pushed your luck doing that shit. Now you've got a nice handprint on that pretty face. That was your fault. Why you want to be like that when we just had an amazing night, baby? Come on. Let me hold you. Let's lay together in the darkness. Just the two of us. This is just how it should be. You're exactly where you need to be. My handsome man. My bad boy, my baby, my everything. Oh, I guess your girl is home early. Maybe I should stop saying that. I'm your girl now. She's just the wife. But not for long, don't worry. Don't worry, I didn't send her anything. But how are you gonna explain your appearance, huh? Well, I'm sure you can think of something. You're a good liar, baby. You've been doing it to her face for 6 months. Here's her key. Just tell her it fell out of her pocket and you found it here. Oops, let's get these ropes off of you. Sorry, you just look so cute all tied up. I guess I should get going out this window since our night is up. But don't you worry, darling. I'll be back. Until then, think of me. I'll be with you in every beat of your heart. Every tingle you feel between those thighs and in that cock. Every phone call or text message that you think is me. I'll be your wife. Your best friend. The bus passenger. I'll be in every single woman that looks your way. I'm in every breeze that blows your curtains aside. I'm in the nighttime. The rain that pounds against your window. The darkness in your bedroom at night. That place you go between sleep and being wide awake. I'll be in everything you do. Everything you see. I'll watch you, even when you can't see me. I'll be there for you, baby. Everywhere. I love you. That's just what lovers do. Bye for now.